Hello, and welcome to the Pandemic Pastoral Podcast, Season 2, The Coronavirus Strikes Back. We're still here because the coronavirus is still here. And as such, we are obliged, I feel it's our calling, to continue to do this for as long as we are wearing masks and socially distancing and being told to be in lockdown. My name is Alex, and as always, I'm joined by my formidable host, Rob, who is not only a spiritual teacher in the true sense of Yoda, but he is also a martial artist in the true sense of Mr. Miyagi, which is a lot of wisdom to bring to one podcast. Hello, Rob. How are you doing?
I am okay, Alex-san. Oh, man. Two references in one to legends of pop culture.
I was really hoping you would speak like Mr. Miyagi, but also sound a bit like Yoda.
Yeah, I was like, you know, like when you put Yoda and Miyagi together, I've got big shoes to fill there.
How are you and how has your week been?
My week has been really busy. Sometimes I just pause for a moment and think, you know, is anybody still talking about lockdown, like not being busy? Because everybody I talk to seems to be busy now. And I don't know how we found a way to get so busy in lockdown, but we have.
Give people an opportunity to get busy and they will absolutely find it. This has been a fairly good week in the land of plague and pandemics, because we have been given a series of dates by the government here in the United Kingdom, which at least spell out some kind of endpoint. There are some milestones. Now, obviously, these things can change. They can definitely change. Who knows? But for the first time in a long time, there's a sense that we could all be out of this at some point, or at least things could be dramatically better by mid-June, which is exciting.
And I think particularly given the fact that, you know, we're not quite in spring yet, but spring is kind of hinting that it's on its way. And so the idea of, you know, this lockdown beginning to ease a little bit at the same time that the weather starts to really turn and, you know, that the daffodils are out and the birds are singing, I just feel like the timing is really good because there's a sense of life emerging again from the cave, you know? I just imagine it's almost like we've all been stuck away in the ice age for a while and the ice is beginning to thaw.
It's a bit like in those post-apocalyptic, you know, movies after the nuclear winter when people emerge from their bunkers and they go, oh, is there still life out there? So I guess there has been a sense, I can only speak for myself, but there's been a little sense of hope. You know, little green shoots of recovery there. And that, I think, translates well into what we'd like to talk about this week, which is a bigger picture perspective on our life. And what are the things, because we've dealt a lot with how to cope with the negative sides of being in lockdown. But with it also comes opportunities, good opportunities. And I think it would be good to explore that this week.
You know, there's a classic old Christian hymn which people don't sing anymore because it's like 4 million years old. Well, I'm sure some hymn. People do sing it many times in many churches, but ours doesn't. But anyway, which is count your blessings, number them one by one or something. It's based on a reference in the Psalms, I think. But it's basically all about like how when you face tribulation and trials and difficult times and you're just feeling frustrated, just change your perspective. Just look at the good things that are happening around you. Look at the good things in your life. And that's not going to make the bad things go away, but it is going to make it easier to bear. And I just think actually we've got this ray of sunshine now to look at. And it's not just in the future. You know, it's not just about the hope that we have that things are going to get better in the future, but it kind of calls us to think about what's actually going quite well for us right now. You know, what are the plus sides to some of the experiences that we've had over the last year? Terrible as many of them have been, there's also been some really good stuff.
I think especially because the experiences are so varied. You know, for some people, it's been a tremendously boring time. Nothing particularly great, nothing particularly bad. It's just a lot of boredom and tedium and sort of sitting around twiddling fingers and picking up new hobbies and, you know, watching a lot of TV. And they'll look back on this, you know, and think, wow, you know, I was pretty bored, put on a bit of weight. And they'll return to normal as though not much actually took place, which I find that really interesting, that for some people it's been life and death, and there's been fear, and there's been a lot of anxiety, and there's been bouts of depression, and then for others it's just nothing. It's just been completely boring. And then for others, I've got a friend who bought himself a I think it was Duolingo or one of those language learning lesson things, and spent lockdown learning French and Spanish. They're leaving lockdown with a whole new set of languages. So it is entirely true that, this has been a very strange time.
And crisis is are known to bring about both trauma but also opportunity and innovation and all those kinds of things. And I just think about how different people have experienced different things that they would never have experienced without the crisis. I had no idea that our church, for example, was going to, really jump full steam ahead into the online world. And essentially, in some respects, on a Sunday morning, I feel like I'm in a TV studio now. That's a totally different experience for me, but it's kind of exciting, to be honest. I like the atmosphere. I like the novelty of it. And we all want to go back to church. We do. We want to see human beings face to face again. We want to hug people. We want to enjoy the things that we really miss the most during this pandemic. But we've learned new skills, and those new skills are things that maybe we would never have learned. I know a lot more about presenting to camera than I ever did, and that gives us tremendous opportunities going forward when we can meet physically to still use digital resources as a sort of add-on to that, and to kind of have almost like a hybrid model of church that takes the best of both worlds and kind of fuses them together. I find that quite exciting, really.
It is exciting. I have to say, I'm one of the people who is really looking forward to going back to church. I'm sure there are folk who love sitting on their couch on a Sunday with a cup of coffee and some cake. And they really love, for want of a better word, they love watching the show. And I think you guys do a fantastic job. I think it looks good. I think it sounds good. I think it's engaging. But however, I, as shiny as it is and as good as it looks, I will be at the front of the queue, banging at the doors like in a zombie movie, so that we can get in there. Because the aspect of church that I enjoy the most, that's the most fulfilling, is the being together. It is the singing, it is the sharing of the communion, it is talking to people afterwards, it is praying together in a room, all that stuff. I find that to be immensely fulfilling. Nothing against your sermons. I think they're obviously the best I've ever heard, and my mind is frequently blown. But no, your sermons are very good. But that is not something I find myself getting from an online service. And so, yeah, as soon as we're allowed, I am, hightailing it to church.
But what's really great about that is that for a lot of people, this period of time where they've not been able to do the things that they are most passionate about really reveals what's centrally so important to their lives. And I think that's helpful. I think that's incredibly helpful because, we take stuff for granted all of the time. Every day of my life, I forget how lucky I am in so many respects, especially living in the privileged situation that we do in a country like England, where we don't have tsunamis very regularly. We don't struggle with the levels of poverty that we see in other parts of the world, although there is genuine poverty here in the UK, and that should not be overlooked. But the reality is sometimes we just need to be reminded of how much we have and how much there is to appreciate. And sometimes that's got to do with relationships, and it's got to do with things that we value that might be traditions or whatever, but are just nice to do together. I just think people have been reminded of how important other people are again, which is just great. You don't just go to church for an experience. You go to church because there's people there that really genuinely enrich your life. And I think that's a huge experience. And the idea of corporately worshiping together, God is so present in our lives in those moments in a way that you can't replicate in a scattered community. And that's not to say God can't be present in your life over the internet as an individual. He absolutely is and is still doing that, and it's wonderful. But there is something special about being gathered together with other people. And so I think we appreciate that afresh, and we're really looking forward to that. And that's great, because imagine the vibe in the first few Sundays when we're able to actually meet physically again. Imagine how excited the people who have come will be to be there. I love that.
It's a great idea. I'm looking forward to it. I think you guys have done a great job. I think you have opened a whole new set of doors for how the church can reach people and maintain relationships with people, because they can now on a Sunday morning. There is an alternative. So if for whatever reason you can't come to church, then there is I think a far better way of connecting now with church than there has ever been. I know previously there was sort of a live stream attempt, stuff like that, but it, you know, for want of a better word, it, in most churches that usually looked terrible. And unless you are really gagging for a low res pixelated, badly framed camera angle of a sermon you can't quite hear clearly, then yeah, that's that was your jam. but now ABC, along with lots of other churches, have really found a good way of taking their Sunday morning services and that experience and putting it online, and it is something that actually works. And so that I think has been an opportunity. I think that's been a real kind of blessing that you guys have handed out. But like you say, it nothing is going to be as fulfilling as being there honestly in person.
And you know, I have the joy of being able to at least do that, because you know, when we put the live stream out, there are a few of us that have to be in the building. And there is a sense of camaraderie of us doing something together that blesses a whole bunch of other people that might not be in the room. But there's that shared dynamic, which is, you know, I'm just very conscious of what a privilege it is to have that, because most people on a Sunday are just sitting there consuming something and would love to have a part in that. And we're trying to think creatively about ways to make that happen. You know, maybe not necessarily just on Sunday, but during the week, ways for people to practically get involved and lead things and serve things. All depending on, you know, what's appropriate with social guidelines, etc. But I also just think, you know, aside from church, like the regular everyday life experiences that we've had during this period, there are a few things that kind of stick with me as almost like wonderful experiences. For example, I have grown substantially in my DIY skills. And that's pretty cool, because I don't think I would have ever got around to taking DIY that seriously. But now it's kind of a thing that I've built. And yes, it's a little bit sideways, but, you know, I did that with my own hands or whatever. You know, it's the little things.
Much like your Taekwondo.
What? It's a little bit sideways.
Yeah, but at least you did it with your own hands. You never quite know what you're doing. You can potentially hurt yourself and somebody else. But at the end of the day, you've built something beautiful.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. But that is good. As we were talking about the perspective, that is a good thing. And I do think when this is all over, that people will take stock and reflect on some of the good things that have come out of it. And I do think that it's very hard to know how to process something like this, because none of us have lived through it before. And I felt that if you read the diaries of a lot of people, if people still keep diaries, if you read them, you'd probably be a bit sort of bemused, as I was. I remember as a kid when I was studying history, and you'd sort of read people's day-to-day accounts of, you know, living in England during the wars, you know. And for most people, their lives were pretty, you know, boring. There was a lot of fear. But in terms of getting on with things, you just got on. You had to. You did things. Kids went to school, that kind of stuff. It was just a little bit different. And they didn't spend, you know, a lot of time in their, you know, diaries philosophizing about what it all means and all this stuff. They were just sort of going, and today I had to go to, you know, and people's diaries during this global pandemic would be the same. There'd be a lot of, you know, we're a bit worried about this, and oh, there's news about a vaccine. But the rest of it would be, you know, oh, and today I put some shelves up, but they fell down. Or, you know, I got a new belt in Taekwondo, that kind of thing. And I find that really interesting. Here is this very historic thing that's taking place, but actually, for most of us on a day-to-day level, It's inconvenient, it's frustrating, but it's not in any way exciting.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting because we never process things in real time. And that's why hindsight is such an important teacher, because that hindsight comes from processing things after the event. And one of the big questions is how we will respond to the recovery phase, really, that comes kind of after the major crisis, because that's actually when some of the things that have affected us start to come out, when you don't have to cope day to day anymore. You don't have the daily kind of grind of, well, I just have to do this and get on. When you don't have to do that anymore, that's kind of an interesting phase. Your brain has time to process some of what you've been through. And yeah, we're talking about that at the moment as a church leadership, just talking about how the effects of this pandemic and the lockdowns, etc., they're going to affect us over the next few years. They're going to affect the people in our communities, and how will we help them process that? But you're absolutely right. Right now, most of the time, we just have to kind of grit our teeth and just really just try and push through it, because we know that there's light at the end of the tunnel. We know that there's stuff to look forward to, and we're not there yet. And for some people, I think the government's announcements were quite a disappointment, because it's still quite a long time until things relax. And you know, maybe that's really the right thing to do, because we've got to get those numbers down, we've got to stop the spread, we've got to make sure that our NHS isn't overrun. But still hard to hear, you know, when you realize, oh, we've still got a fair amount of time before things are going to ease, before you can hang out with friends and neighbors in your garden or anything like that. For some people, that just kind of feels like a long way off. So it's how do you process that now when you're not really at the end, but you can see the end, but you know, it's like it's far in the distance and you're tired, and it's like a marathon run, really, isn't it? How do you get that grit for the last, you know, five miles or whatever?
Absolutely. And I have to say that the longer it goes on for, the, in a way, at least for myself, the easier it is, simply because you're so used to it now. You know, now it is the new normal. And if it turns out that, you know, whatever June, whatever the date was, isn't actually, you know, kind of, well, hey, we can all go back to the pub day, and they've got to continue stretching it on, then okay, we're used to it now. Now there are routines, and you found ways of making it work. You've got personal habits now which help you to get through the day and the week, those types of things. And you're doing more for your own physical health and your mental health, because we understand this new routine, and you know,
Yeah, we're
we
better equipped to
continue
handle it now, aren't we? And I
chugging
think that's a
along.
positive thing. I
It
think
is a
we've developed some resilience, and that's a really good thing.
And that's a good perspective to take away as well, is to remember that in doing this, you've actually given yourself, you know, coping mechanisms of one kind or another for something that's actually pretty drastic. And, you know, as we keep saying, it's pretty drastic actually, but in reality, you've created a new way of doing things that, yeah, it's a bit tedious, and sometimes it feels like Groundhog Day where, you know, every day is the same. But hey, you're safe, you're healthy, you're staying strong. You're focusing on your mental health, your spiritual health, your physical, all that stuff. And that's a pretty good thing, all things considered, especially if you consider that there are the potential for lots of, you know, viruses and, you know, pandemics and near misses and stuff like that who knows what the future holds.
I love the fact that, you know, in the worst of circumstances at the time, we can learn lessons that get us through the worst of circumstances in the future. And I just hope we kind of take a few moments afterwards to kind of go, I'm actually stronger than I thought I was. You know, for all those people who've had COVID and recovered, hey, body's pretty amazing, isn't it? It'll never coped with COVID before. This is a brand new bug. And, you know, if you've survived, that's a big deal. You know, we can sometimes make light of it because we go, oh, well, you know, 98% of people survive. That's not a small thing. It's a new bug. That's a good thing. It just means our bodies are amazing. Now, what else can you do? You know, what else can you do other than just surviving COVID? Maybe you can do more than you think you can. You know, that kind of perspective as well, that kind of you've been put to the test and you've passed the test, and maybe it was a really, really hard test. But what does that tell you? You know, what other tests might you be able to not only just survive, but overcome? You know, what can we overcome together communally? You know, God forbid we do go into a worse situation one day. Maybe, you know, there's an outbreak of a really serious war or something again. You know, how will we cope? Well, maybe better than we think. If we remember that we coped with this and we stuck together, and you know, if we remember how amazing people were at serving each other, you know, I just think every week I'm just amazed by how the NHS just continues to serve and to love and to give, you know, and the people that work in those long hour, hard situations, they don't just do it because they're keeping up. They do it because there's something about it that they were made for. And I just think that's incredible. And I think that's probably true of all of us, but we're not all necessarily tested to the same degree that we understand kind of what we were made for. And it's only in like moments of great trial that you really see what you're capable of. So, yeah, I hope we've learned something about ourselves that's kind of exciting. I hope we've kind of gone, hey, man, I did it. You know, like for me, I got my black belt during a pandemic, man. That was a pretty big distraction, you know, but I got it. I persevered through that. And black belt's hard enough to get at the best of times, but I did it during a pandemic. I'm proud of that.
Buddy, that's amazing. I mean, again, I know we spent the first season working our way through the rainbow colors of the belt system, but the black belt, really, that is an incredible thing, especially to have achieved it in the middle of all this. So, keen listeners should know that this is quite the achievement.
Yeah, and I guess what I'm encouraging every listener to think about is what have you achieved? Because you've probably achieved more than you give yourself credit for. You know, even if it's not something obvious, like a belt that you're going to wear around your waist, you have made it through mentally or physically a really long period in a really weird time. And you're still here and you're still hanging in there. You are capable of more than maybe you ever thought you were. And I just think we sometimes just need to kind of give ourselves a like a long, hard look and go, actually, I've done okay. Because what kind of level of confidence might that produce for the challenges of the future? What if we could see challenges as opportunities too? What if we gained that perspective?
I think that's a great perspective. Even if you've just listened to all these podcasts, well done you. Well
Yeah.
done. You've done it. You've made it through all these episodes. That alone is worthy of a gold star. When you look at previous generations and you think, gosh, how did they cope with whatever, a lack of electricity, the war, whatever it is you want to go for. Like, how could they possibly have survived without Netflix and Instagram? What a crazy time. And this is actually a proper test in that sense, a proper opportunity for a whole generation to face something that is beyond their control, that is scary, and just like you were talking about, that you don't necessarily give yourself credit for the fact that you've actually done pretty well. You've survived this in health wise, but also just your kind of mental game. You've gotten through this, and that's not to be sneezed at. That's something to be commended.
Absolutely. And I think just holding the difficulty of life circumstances in tension with those kinds of lessons of resilience that we've learned is an important way to make it to the end of the road. You know, we're not making light of the situation a lot of people are in. For some people, this has been an utterly awful experience. You know, people have lost loved ones, people have suffered from COVID. You know, some people have long COVID and are really struggling for a really long period of time. But in all of that, there are other elements to our lives. There are other things that are going on. And I think that perspective just helps us to hang in there when the going gets tough, because not everything is terrible. Not everything is bad. And it's certainly not as bad as the news would have us believe all of the time. You know, I'd love to come to the news channels just for one day and have a balance of good news and bad news. You know, just for one day, someone would be like, hey, and dolphins have returned to the center of New York City. That hasn't happened since the Ice Age. I mean, I don't know how that's physically possible, but you know.
Wait, is that a true fact? Have dolphins gone back
No.
to the middle of... Okay, just
No, they
checking.
did return to Venice though.
What, just on a holiday?
No,
Mini
within
break.
weeks of the lockdown because of the pollution levels dropping.
Oh,
Because
yeah,
of
that's true.
like,
No, wait, I remember that story. Yeah, that's
yeah.
true. Yeah,
It's a
yeah.
crazy story. It's amazing.
Nature always finds a way. But that, I think that as a response to this pandemic, that sense that you've made it through, that sense that you've actually developed something, is, I think, a really good point on which to stop this week's podcast, as a kind of encouragement for everybody to say, well done, you have survived this. And that alone, I think, is one of the most important perspectives to take away from this.
Absolutely. And we'd love to hear from you your stories of things that you've learned, things that you've achieved, things that you've overcome. You can always email us at 3p@andofabaptist.org.uk.